Okay, so last time we started Birchas HaTov HaMeitiv. So if you remember, what we did essentially last time is we learned through that Tosos, and went through, I think it was like five Shitos in Rishonim, about when we say HaTov HaMeitiv on Yayin and when we don't say HaTov HaMeitiv on Yayin. I wanted to go through how that plays out in Halacha today, you know, go through what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and maybe a couple of other details about HaTov HaMeitiv. First, the two other details I wanted to discuss about HaTov HaMeitiv is, number one, is it only during a su'uda, only not during a su'uda, both during and after a su'uda, which is it? How closely related does the bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv have to be to an ongoing su'uda? And the second issue that I wanted to talk about also is, why is it about wine? I mean, you have all the things, say HaTov HaMeitiv, why not? What normally brings you simcha? What do we say? Food? Particularly? Challah? Meat? Meat? No, in simcha babasa. You would think that HaTov HaMeitiv should be on meat or bread, maybe. Why dafka on wine? Why is HaTov HaMeitiv only on wine? So I wanted to discuss those issues as well. But first, let's chazer over. We saw, I think it was five shitos as to when, what type of wine has to be brought in order to warrant HaTov HaMeitiv. Shita number one was the Rashbam, that HaTov HaMeitiv is when you drink wine and then you bring wine that's Yoser Meshubach, that's better wine, that a Dafka has to be a better wine in order to warrant HaTov HaMeitiv. Then we saw Tosus Shita, that the HaTov HaMeitiv is Lav Dafka if it's better, but if it's not for sure worse. If it's a Suffolk, whether it's better or worse, that also would warrant HaTov HaMeitiv. That was the Shita of Tosus. Then we had Rabbeinu Tam, where Rabbeinu Tam holds HaTov HaMeitiv is even if it's just not worse. Even if it is worse, Rabbeinu Tam held, even if the second wine that they bring is not as good as the first wine, you'd still say HaTov HaMeitiv. Remember what the Svara was? Why would you say HaTov HaMeitiv even if the second bottle is worse than the first one?
On the more wine.
Exactly. Ribuy Hayayin Humavarev. You're making on the quantity, the amount of wine that's being brought. That's what the brach is. Then we have the Rambam. What was the Rambam Shita? He doesn't even talk about worse or better. What is it? Change of wine, that it's different. It's different than the first wine. Doesn't matter if it's worse or better. And then we had Rabbeinu Chananel, also focused on change, but in a different way. Not a change of wine from what you're having at the Su'uda, but a change in that it's wine that you haven't had in 30 days. So it's that kind of change of wine. So those were the five shitos. So if you took a look in the Beis Yosef, in the Torah, first of all, it's in Kufayin Hay. So the Torah writes, at the beginning of Kufayin Hay, Havilam Yayin Acher, if they bring another wine, Mevarchin HaTov HaMeitiv. V'lav Davka Havilam Atom Echadosh, Elohu Adinim Hayilam Etchila Shnei Minei Yenos, Mevarchin HaShen HaTov HaMeitiv. First of all, the Torah is Mechadeish of a new din. He says it doesn't have to be that they hiviula, even though the Gemara uses that expression, that they bring out another bottle of wine. The Gemara uses that expression because that's the normal case. Normally, when you can have a second bottle of wine? When you finish the first one. So you bring out a second bottle. You don't normally start a meal with two bottles on the table. But if you did start a meal with two bottles on the table, says the tour, so you'd say HaTov HaMeitiv in that case also. Because you have a second bottle of wine. That's all you need is a second bottle of wine in order to warrant HaTov HaMeitiv. In Beis Yosef, he points out, that is not agreed upon by everybody. Beis Yosef, on the bottom of Kuftzadi Vav, on page Kuftzadi Vav, in these printings of the Beis Yosef, writes, Kein kasav gam kein arabinu manoach, aval amordechai kasav perakaroa, b'shem avia ezri, shemivilo yayin rav, yayin tov ke'echad. If they bring you bad wine and good wine at the same time, she'eshol levarich miyad, boru piagafen al yayin atov. You say Bar Priyagavan on the good wine, and that will potter the bad wine, and therefore there's no HaTov HaMeitiv anymore. He says, V'lo yivarech ala rat tchila Bar Priyagavan k'dei levarech achar v'HaTov HaMeitiv. He says, and you would not dafka say Bar Priyagavan on the first wine, on the bad wine, so that you could say HaTov HaMeitiv when you taste the good wine, k'dei lehabros b'brachos, k'li olam yesh levarech ala ikr v'alachav tchila. Why not? Isn't that a good etza? Say you have two bottles of wine. Say a Bar Priyagavan on the worst wine, and on the worst wine, and then you'll be able to say HaTov HaMeitiv on the better wine. Why do we not do that? Says the Mordechai, because there's halach and ilchus brachos, that there's kedima and brachos, and kedima goes to the better wine. So you have to say that, especially if you're making kiddush. So kiddush you should certainly make on the better wine. So tadaf can make kiddush on the worst wine, so you'll be able to say HaTov HaMeitiv. That's no good. So you have machlokas. Machlokas between Tur, who's quoting the sheet of Rabbeinu Manoach, versus the shita of the Mordechai from the Avi Ezri, whether when you start a meal with two bottles of wine, do you say atav ameta? But that wasn't really our issue that we were discussing. We were discussing what about when do you make atav ameta? Does it have to be better wine? Is it even worse wine? Is it even if you're masupak, whether it's better or worse? When do we say atav ameta? Says the Tor Vayter, upirush Rashbam dafka shiyodeya shasheni meshubach min arishon. Rashbam writes, you have to know that the second one is better. Tulsa says, even if you just don't know, unless you know that it's worse. So what does he quote in terms of this machlokas? We had five shitos, and he quotes two of them. He doesn't even bother quoting the Rambam about a shino yayin, just having a different kind of wine. He doesn't quote Rabbeinu Chanan about the 30 days. Right? He doesn't even quote Rabbeinu Tam. Right? He just quotes the Rashbam and the Tosfos. He doesn't quote the idea of Ribu Yayin either. Just Rashbam and Tosfos is quoted in the Torah. Very, very strange. So we could imagine that the Beis Yosef is going to want to fill us in on what the other Rishonim have to say about it. So if you look in the Beis Yosef, if you look in the Beis Yosef on page Kuf Tzadi Vav, where he says V'harashba, so he writes V'harashba Kasav. The Perikaroa, the Rashba writes in Maseches Brachos, Shayikur Kedivrei Mefarshim Dadim Varich Lashini Yain Bein De Basra Adif Mikama Bein De Kama Adif Mi Basra. That really the bracha should be whether the second one is better, whether the second one is worse, doesn't make a difference. De Eino Mevarich Ella Aribu Yain Karevi Dam Varich Al Kol Chavisa VeChavisa. Because we're making the bracha on the fact that there's a lot of wine, not on the quality of the wine. It's on the amount of wine that we're making the brachas. Whose shita was that? That he's quoting from the Rashba? The Ribu Yayin, that's what we called shitas Rabbeinu Tam, right? Let's keep track of all the shitas. That was shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that it's Ribu Yayin, that it's the amount of wine that we're really making the brachas on. Okay. Then he quotes, V'arambam kasav. So it sounds from the Rambam, but if they're both from the same min, even though the second one is better than the first one, you don't say atova metiv. Whoa, what does that mean? They're both the same min, even though the second one is better than the first one. How could that be? If they're both the same min, how could one be better than the other? So what does it mean, a min? So what he's defining a min is probably like if you have a Chardonnay, let's say, so or a black muscat, but you have the cheap black muscat and the expensive black muscat. So you should, that's called the same min, so even though you're getting the better wine second, it would not be atov ametiv. So the Rambam is not just saying that, is not just more liberal with atov ametiv, that, you could always say, just bring another min and it's fine. The Rambam is also being, in a certain sense, more limiting, that even if you have a yayin meshubach, even if you have a better wine, if it's not also a different min, you would not make atov ametiv. It's got to be a different min. Then he writes, so how do we paskin? So he says, v'kasav v'chumas hadesha, and dikivin d'plukta d'rabal sehi, ein l'varech al-mekein hu meshubach min arishon. Since it's a machlokas, we only make a bracha if it's better wine. Ulinin halacha sugyan di alma levarich al kol shino yayin kol shino yodeh shachon guru me'arishon. But then he says, but linin halacha, the sugyan di alma, the standard practice, the standard understanding is, if it's different, you make a bracha, as long as it's not definitely worse. Meaning, even if it might be worse, as long as it's not definitely worse. Whose shita is that? Tosos, it sounds like. The sugyan di alma is like Tosos. Then he goes on, and he quotes a Trumas Hadeshen, "Sheyesh noagim shelo levarich ela al hayenos hamuflagim l'shvach." That some say it's got to be super good wine in order to warrant atov ametiv. Gam noagim shafilu b'yenos hamuflagim shasim enu toch lamid yom lo hayim mevarchim. Ooh, he mentions Trumas Hadeshen mentions the 30-day requirement. Whose shita is that? That's Rabbeinu Chanana, the 30 days. V'nidchak loseis tam lo'oso minhag, difficult to give a reason for that minhag. U'besov tvarv kasav she'ino tam aspik. And the Trumas Hadeshen ultimately is not convinced by that. V'achshav lestichash lahani minhagim. And nowadays, we're not worried about any of those minhagim. It doesn't have to be super good wine. It doesn't have to be wine that you haven't seen in 30 days. Now, let's try to predict how he would paskin in Shulchan Aruch just by looking at the Beis Yosef. Of the five shitos, you have that it's got to be better wine of the Rashbam. You have that as long as it's not worse, even if it might be better, might be worse, as long as it's not sure, that's Tosos. You have Rabbeinu Tam, that even if it's worse, it's okay, as long as Ribur Yayin. You have Rambam, that if it's that it's got to be a different Yayin. And being better isn't enough. It has to be different. Different is what matters. And you have Rabbeinu Hananel's 30 days. How do we know he's for sure not going to Paschim? So he already knocked out Rabbeinu Hananel's 30 days. He said, Shmuel Deshen tries to give an explanation. Not so convinced by it. Not so wonderful. He quotes the Rambam. After quoting the Rambam, he writes that the halacha is, sugyan di alma, is that any shinui yayin, as long as you don't know that the second one is worse. Sounds like he's rejecting the Rashbam that the second one's got to be better. I mean, it doesn't have to actually be better. So we knocked out Rabbeinu Hananel, we knocked out the Rashbam. Sounds like he's coming up with some sort of compromise, and he's knocking out Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said the second one can be worse. He's saying, no, the second one can't be worse. So what it sounds like he's leading to is some sort of compromise between Tosfos and the Rambam, where Tosfos said that as long as you don't know that it's worse, and the Rambam says, but it's also got to be different. So he sounds like he's saying, well, be machmir, that you got to be like that, that it's got to be something that's different, that you don't know is worse. Good? That's what you would imagine he would say in Shulchan Aruch, just based on reading what he says in Beis Yosef. So let's see, what does he tap this in? Shulchan Aruch? Do you have it? So in Kuf Ayin Hei, Sif Beis, Mevorchen Atova Ametiv Al Kol Shino Yayin Minastam. Any change in wine, Afilu Eni Yodea Shasheni Meshubach Mea Rishon, even if you don't know, Kol Sheni Yodea Shugarua Mimeno, as long as you don't know that it's worse. Ve'ein chilek bein shneim chadashim o'echad chadash ve'echad yashin, says Rama. Doesn't make a difference if, and the Rama's not arguing with you. It doesn't make a difference if one is old, one is new, or they're both old, or they're both new. If one is maybe better, maybe worse, and it's different, that's enough. So it's exactly what we expected him to say. Ve'afilu shasim men atok shasim yom, doesn't make a difference if you drank from it in the last 30 days. Also doesn't matter. Why? Because again, we rejected Rabbeinu Chanana. Yesh omrin. Then the Rama quotes from a Mordechai in Avri Pesachim that some say that if you started with a white wine, sorry, red wine, and then they bring a white wine, even though the white wine is not as good, it's healthier, and that would warrant Hatov HaMetiv. What's Svara?
White wine is healthier.
White wine is healthier. That meshubach doesn't necessarily mean better, it tastes better, you enjoy it more. It means that it has some maila, that it has something over the other wine. Where does this come from? That even being healthier would be enough. Did the Beis Yosef quote this? Did anyone see this in the Beis Yosef? I don't remember seeing this in the Beis Yosef. Was it there? Oh, he does say it in the Beis Yosef. Yeah, in the Beis Yosef, in the first very wide line of Kuf Tzadivav, he writes, "V'mordechai b'perek arvei psachim chasav svaros elu kamosh shekzavtim b'shem atolsos because of the divrei Rabbeinu Tam al yayin lavan mevarich hatova ametiv afilu gorua harbe yosim in arishon vishu bari l'guf yosim in arishon." Whoa! What did he say? The divrei Rabbeinu Tam. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam is the one who said, Ribu Yayin, right?
Says it can be Garua.
That's Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam said it could even be Garua, as long as it's Ribu Yayin.
No, Tosfos says as long as you're not sure.
Tosfos says, right, it can't be Garua for sure, but if you're not sure, it's fine. Rabbeinu Tam says it can be Garua, because it's Ribu Yayin that we're making the wrong. So he says, within Rabbeinu Tam, you'd make a bracha on the white wine because it's Bari Laguf. Didn't Rabbeinu Tam You don't even need it to be bari laguf l'chola. Why does it have to be bari laguf? It's ribu yayin. It's more yayin. So it's interesting. We rejected Rabbein Tam, and this whole statement was within Rabbein Tam, but the Rama says it as a yesh omrin. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of the Bach and the Magen Avraham, that even this idea that you're going to make it on garua, as long as it's healthier, that's only if it's mildly garua. But if it's very garua, then forget about it. And what if it's the reverse? You drank white first and then you drank red? Says Mishnah Berurah, then for sure you can make hatov amitah, because red is much better. Red you enjoy much more. That's the assumption. That red wines are more enjoyable wines, so then you would for sure make hatov amitah. What about the other issue of the two wines are on the table to begin the meal? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, like the tour against the Mordechai. The lav davke vila mechadash. Elohu adinim ha'ilam etchilash tayyenos mevarkam al sheni atov ha'metiv. Even if you started the meal with two wines, you would say atov ha'metiv. However, says the Ramah, the davke shlo ha'ilam fanav yachad k'shabirach bar priya gafen. That's only if you didn't have them both in front of you when you said bar priya gafen. But if they weren't both in front of you, then the bar priya gafen is all you need. So the Ramah disagrees, Ramah seems to go like the Mordechai over there against the tour. Question? Oh, I thought you were.
In terms of the fact that you say bracha on the wine, and then even if you're not sure if it's worse, it might be worse, but you're not sure that you say bracha on anyone. What's the underlying reasoning for that? Because if it's worse, they would hold you can't say bracha. So the fact that you're not sure.
Right, so we discussed that, I thought we may have talked about this, that isn't whatever happens to seven brachas lahakel, right? Shouldn't we say that you're risking a bracha levatala? So we pointed out that the bracha is not on the wine. The bracha is on the simcha you feel when they're bringing the wine. So that, you can't go back in time and change that simcha. Meaning, in a chenami, you may drink the wine and discover that it's worse. But since you still felt that simcha when they brought the wine, and just the mystery of it, of bringing a wine that may be better, that also gives a person a certain sense of simcha. So it's on that simcha that you're saying the bracha. It's not on the yayin itself.
I mean, two things. One, is that what everyone holds? Every opinion holds. It's on the simcha that's coming, you know, from whatever.
No, that may be the nekuda samachlokas over here in the Rishon. Yeah.
And also, that opinion also for sure would hold that if you take new wine, that it's on the table from the beginning, you obviously wouldn't take new bracha if it was there from the beginning. That opinion.
That opinion would hold. Right. Right. L'chara, that would be totally not say machlokas. Exactly. That machlokas about two bottles of wine, it's a good point that he's making. That machlokas about two bottles of wine that you start the meal with, if it's on the simcha of the excitement of new wine, so then l'chara you would not make. But if it's a bracha on the wine, that you're drinking wine that's better, so it's like just like you make a bar priya gafen on your first cup, you make hatova metiv for the second cup, so then even on two bottles that were on the table in the beginning, you would say a bracha.
Where does subjectivity come into the fact is that garu is very subjective. It's very subjective. So is this a objective halacha, or is this like saying anything that's known and generally in the wine world to be worse?
Yeah. What if you like a wine that's a worse wine?
Some people like cheap wine.
Yeah, I do.
Everybody likes the Cabernet.
I'm saying, like, I don't know the difference between a lot of the more expensive wines and the cheaper wines. They all taste good. I enjoy wine, but I don't know.
My favorite wine's a $7 bottle.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, the wine that I like, and a lot of people don't. So a lot of people that think they do don't know the difference. Okay, there was another comment that Tosus made, and that same Tosus, Dibra Maskel Shinri. Tosus wrote, when do we say this bracha? B'shasud or shalom b'shasud? That's what it tells us to say. He writes, toward the end of that Tosfos, Dibur Maskel Shini Ayin, on Kuval V'Amin Aleph, V'tzorich levarich hatov ha'metiv bein b'shasud or bein shalom b'shasud. They have to make this bracha both b'shasud and shalom b'shasud. And he says, V'yachid ain't tzorich levarich, but Yachid doesn't make this bracha, Yilaka achrin ba'day, there's no one else with you. And it's only on wine. We'll get to why only on wine in a moment. But first, that first part of Tosfos. That you make this bracha on of Hatov HaMetiv, both b'shasuda and shalom b'shasuda. What's the chiddush in that line? is the chiddush that you make it b'shas suda, or is the chiddush that you make it shalom b'shas suda? What? The chiddush would be, you would, what would you have assumed?
I would assume for anything that b'shas suda would be
a bigger chiddush. So it's more obvious to make it shalom b'shas suda. To make it b'shas suda, that's a chiddush. Why is that a greater chiddush?
I mean, how would you say, because, I mean, everything is, you know, is confined to that suda. So anything having the suda, you know, is sort of one combined thing. So to make a new bracha within the suda, after we made it,
so to say a new bracha in the middle of a suda is a bigger chiddush than to say a new bracha in the middle of nowhere when something comes. Okay? Yeah, you want to time it the other way?
Maybe that's not a chiddush. That was because the fact that we make, maybe, I don't know if it's maybe the same thing, but maybe the fact that we make two different brachos, in general, like Shabbos, we make two different brachos, Gafen on the wine, and Hamos that they're trading in the two different Nidim, and then Hagafen, maybe you wouldn't need Hagafen to separate, it's not Machba Suda, but it needs a separate bracha.
Okay.
That your apple, you know, your apple, that's a bad example, I'm saying, your schnitzel is Machba Suda,
right?
Therefore you don't need another bracha if you bring out more schnitzel.
Right.
But the yayin is Bar Pri Hagafen, so it's not part of that motzi.
You already separated your yayin from the Suda. But that wouldn't make it any different than Yayin Shalom B'Shas Suda. It would just make it the same as Yayin Shalom B'Shas Suda.
But it's not Machma Suda.
Right, but, well, certainly when it's Shalom B'Shas Suda, it's also not Machma Suda. When you're just having wine and no Suda, it's also not Machma Suda.
So more wine brought within the Suda would not be Machma Suda.
Yeah, but what I'm asking is, had Tosos not said B'Shas Suda and Shalom B'Shas Suda, that you make it both B'Shas Suda, what would I have thought? Would I have thought you only make it B'Shas Suda? I mean, what's Tosfos trying to teach me? What would I have thought? Would I have thought you only make it B'Shas Suda, but you wouldn't make it Shalom B'Shas Suda? Would I have thought that you only make it Shalom B'Shas Suda, but not B'Shas Suda? So what Danny said was that I would have thought you make it Shalom B'Shas Suda, because that's wine out of, you know, middle of nowhere. But if you're in the middle of a meal already, so maybe it's covered with the other stuff you're having in the meal. So comes Tosfos and he's Mechadesh, what you're saying. But still, what would I have thought? Is there any svara to say that I would have had a hava amina to only say atova ameitiv in the context of suda, not outside of the context of suda? Is there any svara to say something like that?
So perhaps because maybe wine itself isn't enough of a simcha. Enough of,
maybe the simcha that's necessary in order to warrant atova ameitiv is a combination simcha. It's the drinking of wine in the context of suda that brings your level of simcha to warrant atova ameitiv. But you drink wine outside of the context of a suda, maybe that's not enough to warrant atova ameitiv. So the achronim are not sure how to read this Tosfos. Yeah.
That also goes back to the reason for the mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah, a bracha based on a plurality, of multiple people. Huh?
Oh, good. And this say play it out. Yeah.
So the bracha would apply for a suda when you have multiple people, as opposed to
A svara to say that it should apply dafka during a suda. Another svara, says Danny, is that when you're having a suda means that you're having a suda together with other people. That's when you'd say atova meitiv. But shalom achv suda, you're eating alone. You're not going to say you're drinking alone. You're not going to have atova meitiv. But then it should be about alone versus other people. So the Marsha says exactly that, but the opposite. Why does it say exactly that, but the opposite? What do I mean? So Marsha writes, Tosus comes to tell me that one might have thought that you don't say atova meitiv b'shas suda. Why? Because atova meitiv is only said when you're doing hanah l'acherim, also when multiple people are going to benefit from it. That's the Gemara Brachos Daf Nun Tes Beis. If a man dies and he leaves over Yerusha, so aside from the dying MS, when the person's father dies, he makes a bracha of hoda'ah for the Yerusha, and the Gemara says if he has brothers that are also going to get a share of the Yerusha, the bracha is atova meitiv. Why? Because it's more than one person that's going to benefit, it's a group of people, several people that are going to benefit, so the bracha is atova meitiv. So he says, since if they bring yayin b'tocha suda, everyone's going to make their own bracha, because the base habliya is not panui, everyone's eating. So if I'm going to want to drink while somebody else is eating, he's not going to be able to hear my bracha, to focus on my bracha. He's too busy eating his food. He's too busy focused on his food. So therefore, the bracha of atova meitiv, if you make it, each one would have to say it on their own. So then you can't say it, because atova meitiv is not an individual bracha. It's a communal bracha. So ironically, we always associate suda in Yonat Yom or around Thanksgiving time. We always associate suda with having a lot of people together and getting large groups together and having a suda together. He says, yeah, physically a lot of people are there together, but they can't be mitzarif to each other's brachos when they're in the middle of eating, because they're too focused on their own eating. So for Atova Ameitiv, you're going to have to split. Everyone's going to have to say their own Atova Ameitiv, and then it's not a Atova Ameitiv, because you're the only one, you're making it for yourself, he's making it for himself. It's a bunch of people who are next to each other, in proximity to each other, without actually being together. Whereas when you're drinking together, so the wine comes out, so now everyone's going to drink together at the same time, one bracha is going to be good enough for everybody, that's going to be Atov HaMeitiv. Comes along, tells us, says, no, you would still say the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv of the Suda. That's how the Marsha suggests, yeah?
Even so, you think the opposite anyway. I'm saying, the whole point is that a new wine comes out, everyone sees the wine comes out, you want to drink it, and everyone's basically is partying because of the fact that you all want to drink that wine now, so you're all sort of like, you know, you cleared up, you listen to the bracha, and you're here, as opposed to...
You wait for everybody. Tell everyone, stop, swallow. Don't take another bite. Stop it. Yeah. We're going to make the bracha.
Why is that the problem? You're like, people will be eating the cake.
Okay. And even more so, I thought you were going to go somewhere else. We had the whole discussion, what is the bracha for? Is the bracha for the drinking, or is the bracha for the simcha and seeing it being brought out? Everyone might be experiencing that simcha of seeing it being brought out, even if they can't drink it right now, even if they can't focus. Or let's even forget about that. Let's even say it this way. Let's say a guy gets a Yerusha. His father dies, and he hears that he got a Yerusha, and he lives in Europe, and all of his siblings live in America. So is the bracha Atov HaMeitiv, or is the bracha Shechiyanu? What's the bracha? Does he make Atov HaMeitiv? He has siblings who are going to share the Yerusha with him. They don't live anywhere near him. They're going to get Yerusha also. They just don't live anywhere near him. So would he still say Atov HaMeitiv? Yeah, why not? Because everyone's going to... Why would he? Because everyone's going to... There's a group of people that are enjoying this. Does it matter that they don't hear him saying Atov HaMeitiv? Who cares if they hear him? The type of simcha that's a simcha that everybody's involved in warrants Atov HaMeitiv. It doesn't mean that they have to be Yotzei with my Atov HaMeitiv. Let them say their own Atov HaMeitiv. But the Atov HaMeitiv, it's not a din that when multiple people are being Yotzei the Bracha at the same time, you say Atov HaMeitiv. No. It's Atov HaMeitiv is on a simcha that involves many people, that many people are going to share in that feeling of exhilaration, in that feeling of simcha. That's Atov HaMeitiv, l'chora. Yeah?
Is the reason why we don't, why maybe he wouldn't say it B'toch Suda is Mishum Sakana? I remember once hearing something about...
Well, that's the idea of brachos when you're eating, right, yeah. In general, is mishum sakana. Yeah, maybe that's the fear if they focus in the middle of eating.
Sure.
Yeah.
But they also have to be brachos to say the bracha. You have to say bracha for you, individually.
So forget it. It's not for me. You're saying it for yourself. But it is a simcha that involves me.
No, but each individual has to be brachos to say the bracha themselves.
Why? That's what I'm saying. Maybe the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv is not a bracha that one guy is being motzi the other guys. Everyone will say their own Atov HaMeitiv. And it's still a Atov HaMeitiv. Why? Because it's not a din in the bracha. It's that you make Atov HaMeitiv not when many people need to make this bracha. You make Atov HaMeitiv when the simcha that you're making it on is a simcha that brings joy to lots of people.
So forget it.
Everyone will make their own Atov HaMeitiv. No one's being Yotze with your bracha. But the simcha that's coming is a simcha that involves a lot of people. There is a little kuntros in Beis Halevi at the end of Hilchas Chanukah. Beis Halevi, a lot of the stuff you probably know about Hilchas Chanukah appears in Beis Halevi al Torah. He has several pages on Inyanei Chanukah. So he has a Be'inyan Birchas Atov HaMeitiv, where he says that there would have been room to say that Be'emtza Asuda, you don't have to make Atov HaMeitiv, because anyway everyone's going to have to make Atov. He explains the Avamin of Tosus differently. That anyway everyone's going to have to make Atov HaMeitiv on the bread, because Chazal added a fourth bracha in Birchas HaMazon, in bracha of Atov HaMeitiv in Birchas HaMazon. So one might have thought that's why you don't make Atov HaMeitiv on Yayin during a Suda, because you're already making Atov HaMeitiv for the Suda anyway. Aye, but that's going to be after the Suda and the Bracha Chorona. This is beforehand. Still, one might have had such a Havamina that you wouldn't make two Atov HaMeitivs in the same meal. That's what Tos comes to tell me, that you still say Atov HaMeitiv on the Yayin, even Besocha Suuda. So, but either way, both according to the Marsha and according to the Beis Halevi, what's the Chiddush in saying Atov HaMeitiv? What's the chiddush when Tosfos says you're going to say Atov HaMeitiv whether it's during a meal or not during a meal? The chiddush is that you would say it during a meal. Not during a meal was obvious. The chiddush that Tosfos is trying to teach us is that you'd even say it during a meal. That's the way that both Marsha and the Beis Halevi for different reasons, Marsha and Beis Halevi, but that's the way they both understood the Chiddush of Tosfos. That the Chiddush is that you would even say it during a meal. Marsha says you would think not say it during a meal because you can't include other people since their throats are full. Beis Halevi says you would think not say it during a meal because you already have a different Hatova Metiv. In the Masiftov here, he quotes a Tshuva's Ginos V'radim that says the exact opposite. That the Chiddush is that you say Hatov HaMeitiv Af Shalo B'Shas HaSuda. Because there would have been room to say that you'd only say Hatov HaMeitiv B'Shas HaSuda, since when you're involved in a Suuda, like you said before, there's extra Hana, there's extra Simcha, because it's the combination of the Simcha, of the Suuda, plus the Yayin, that brings about the Hatov HaMeitiv. So it comes along and tells us, says, no, even Shalom B'Shasudi, even when all you're having is Yayin, that alone would be enough for Hatov HaMeitiv. Tells us Maseches Brachos asks, why don't we make a bracha on Shinoi Basar? Actually, no, that's a different issue. The Ginus Vradim is Medaygdus from Rashi Maseches Brachos. Rashi Maseches Brachos says that Shasa Yayin Bisu'uda, you say Hatov HaMeitiv. Sounds like Rashi holds only if it's Bisu'uda. Comes along and tells us and says, no, I disagree with you, Rashi. I think it's Bein B'Shas HaSuda, Bein Shelo B'Shas HaSuda, that it doesn't have to be B'Suda. So says Ginus Vradim, you see from there, you see from that Rashi, what tells us coming La'afuke, what tells us coming to be Mechadish, and what he's coming to exclude. That you would have thought like Rashi, you would have thought that it's only a Din in Suda when you have this extra level of Simcha, come Ashmolim, that it's not only a Din in Suda, even when you don't have this extra level of Simcha. So that was one issue. The other issue I wanted to get to, which we're not going to have time for, but maybe tomorrow we'll get to it. And tomorrow I want to go on to the next sugya of Shinu Makom by Brachos also, is why Dafke Yayin. So you got to see the rush in the ninth paragraph of Brachos Siman Tes Vav. There's a little run over here also, but the rush primarily in Paragraph Tes Vav, in Siman Tes Vav, Paragraph Tes of Brachos. So, okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow. Yeah.
So what do you do if somebody's got a meal and wine comes out, somebody's in the bathroom, and they come back out, and the wine's there now, they didn't see it come out, and they come back, and the bracha was already said by somebody else, it was there, when it came out. So what does that individual do?
Make their own atov HaMeitiv.
On their simcha, or on the general simcha of the wine coming out?
Meaning, according to this idea, it would be on the general simcha, because it's multiple people that are benefiting from it.
So they would say their own, even though everyone else
already was yotzei the bracha. Right. If you say that it's not a din in the bracha, that it's a din in the kind of simcha that brings simcha to many people, so then you would say your own atov HaMeitiv.
Can you say both? Can you say the opposite also? Meaning, the fact that it's a general bracha and the simcha, everyone already had the simcha. So you're going to say that bracha now again for your individual? Meaning, everyone at the whole general idea of simcha was already accomplished.
I hear. I'm not sure. I don't know. Thank you.